Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a more trashy move at a wedding than this one. Maybe like messing around with the groom or bride. That's trashy.
That's pretty bad, yeah.
But I don't know. It's going to be tough to top this. So I don't know if you know this, but there's Facebook groups that exist just to do wedding shaming.
I'm not surprised at all.
Probably shouldn't be. I guess there's Facebook groups for everything. But a bride recently posted in one of these groups about a woman who she barely knew, by the way, that came to her wedding and filled up 10 Tupperware containers with food to take home.
Oh, wow.
10 Tupperware containers.
Okay.
And she did like a bunch of kind of like, it was a buffet style, did a bunch of that food. They did desserts, actually snuck a few beers into these. I don't know what kind of Tupperware containers these are.
Yeah, seriously.
Were they Pyrex? Are they?
Yeah, right? Yeah, where can I get them?
Really big ones.
Yeah.
She really was taking booze. And yeah, this bride lit this woman up. But what might be more shocking to you, and again, this is a story we had up yesterday at 98pxy.com, actually the most clicked on story today. What might shock you are some people that are defending this behavior.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Here's what comes to mind for me.
Okay.
If someone is doing this, you have to ask why they're doing this. Mm-hmm. And it makes me immediately think that there must be some reason.
If you're thinking financial problems and she's like nearly homeless and needs food, that's not it. The woman who wrote in this group said this woman does not have financial problems. This woman is just incredibly cheap and saw an opportunity to get a bunch of free food and took advantage shamelessly of said opportunity.
Yeah, that is excessive. If there's no reason, if it's not like she's trying to feed her family or something like that.
No financial problems.
I will say, I looked into this a little bit, and 1/10 of all wedding food is thrown away on average, and that's almost $500 worth
of
food. So if it's taking home your leftovers, I think fine, because otherwise they're literally going to take your plate and throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody was just doing that, then it would be like, I mean, look, I'm not going to bring Tupperware. I'm not going to have that in my purse.
Like, just imagine this
going
for
a wedding.
Imagine this for a second. You're the bride. You're in your reception. You're having a great time. You're going around and talking to people. Mm-hmm. And I can only assume this woman was at that table,
mm-hmm.
the leftover table where you don't know where else to put anybody.
Yeah.
And goes over there. And next to her, she has a bag of 10 Tupperware containers.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what would you do in that situation?
You're going to be very surprised by what people are saying on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. So this up on Facebook. Just search 98PXY. Rachel says, people bringing containers is rude, but if the people who are paying for the wedding have containers available for leftovers, then offering to guests is okay my book. Jacob says my family encourages it. Courtney says take whatever you want. Why waste it?
No.
Actually, a lot of people are pro bringing containers and
different,
taking it.
Different. Because what every single person in that comment, in those comments you just read, all had in common is that the bride and groom or whatever were in on it and they were encouraging it. There is a difference between, by the way, at its source of, you're essentially saving food, right? There's nothing wrong with
that.
I think the problem here is the fact that this woman was so presumptuous to not ask. There was not permission given. It was not encouraged. She just took it on her own accord to show up with 10 Tupperware containers.
Well, that's
the problem.
Highly excessive. 10
that's
Tupperware. But what if she brought... Okay, but if somebody... You're going to be married within the next year or so.
Yes.
What if somebody brought just one Tupperware container? One to-go container?
Again, they didn't ask anybody. They just brought it.
No, they just... Yeah.
Tacky. Very tacky.
So you would judge them
even
though it's for their leftovers that they don't want to waste?
Tacky.
That's a little judgy.
You're not going to Olive Garden for dinner. This is a freaking wedding.
I know, but all the more reason to not waste whatever delicious, like, expensive food you
Now, the fact that you
provided.
Brought up of how much is wasted, I think there's probably people who have gotten married who have actually played around with ideas with this kind of thing, where donating it to a homeless shelter or donating it somewhere or encouraging guests to take it home. I don't have a problem with... I mean, I'm not pro waste the food.
Yeah.
I think it's just there's a line that was crossed when it comes to just being very presumptuous and bringing it with you and just assuming like, oh, it's just going to be wasted anyway. No big deal. Like this woman didn't know. What if they had a plan to donate that food? Now she's just robbed 10 Tupperware containers of food.
Well, yeah, again, this is a very extreme case, but I'm talking let's like bring it down to earth a little bit and you bring just one Tupperware container for your leftovers.
So bizarre.
In that case, look. I mean, my purse is not big enough for that. I wouldn't rock that look of walking in with like a big bag and Tupperware containers. But I think if somebody did it, honestly, I'd kind of be, if anything, I would just find it like funny. I wouldn't be like, oh, you monster, get out of my wedding reception.
I wouldn't kick them out, but I would definitely judge them. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority here. What do you think? What do you think? If someone came to your wedding... with a Tupperware container. Again, we're gonna bring it back. We're
just
gonna scale it back from what this woman did.
For
just
their
one.
Leftovers.
Are you judging? Are you mad? Are you kicking them out? Are you laughing? Do you even care?
Do you even care?
Are you questioning why everyone else didn't do the same thing?
Yeah. Okay, this is an interesting point on the text line at 69822. For some weddings, you literally have to pay $50 a plate. So in the case of if I'm paying for it and I only eat half, I'm taking it home. And that's with or without asking, like,
well, I mean,
the, you know.
You're giving a gift, but it's not like you're paying for your plate. The bride and groom or whoever's paying for the wedding is technically paying for the plate.
I mean, this says for some weddings, you literally have to pay.
Do they like run your credit card?
Maybe.
Do they have
maybe. I've never been to a wedding like that.
Do they have the Square app?
But
is there a bouncer in the front? Is there a cover? Like, well, I've never been to one like that either.
Theoretically, yeah, you are paying for your plate because of the
gift. With the gift,
right?
But it's also
it's
like,
$100.
But it's not, no, because that makes it seem like it's a transaction for the food. You're
kind
there for the couple.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Oh, dear
Let's
God.
Be honest.
Some texts coming through, definitely judging them. This texter, I would be embarrassed that I was the one who invited them. You know, everyone there is looking and judging, wondering who brought them. Let's grab this call. 222-9800. Alicia from Batavia on the phone right now. All right. Somebody rolls into your wedding with a Tupperware container. How are you responding?
Well, I just kind of wanted to scale back. And I haven't experienced a wedding with somebody taking containers. But we have a family member that we invite, you know, Christmas and 4th of July.
Sure.
And any family party. And we'll encourage to take, you know, a container of leftovers.
Totally. Yeah, you divvy it up at the end. Most families probably do that.
Yeah, but she'll take like 3, 4, 5, stack them up to the max. And when we don't have a ton of food, she's taking a lot.
Like hoarding them away, like sneaking away with the food?
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, you know, Whitney brought this up with the bride that we talked about and the woman that came with the 10 Tupperware containers. Is this a case of like they're not able to afford food and this is going to like last them a week, or are they just really stingy?
I don't know. It's kind of probably right in the middle.
Okay.
Like, it's okay to take dinner. It's okay to take maybe another day's worth, but pack your fridge the whole week.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
It's a little excessive. Just a little bit. Oh, my goodness. I think we all probably have someone like that in our family.
Is it you, Corey?
Usually, well, if you can't think of it, usually it is you. So it's possible.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.